Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Over at Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live the I-10 Wired Summit. I have Kathleen Lilly in my booth with me right now. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
And it is a good morning. It is Pensacola Beach. It's kind of hard to have a bad morning out here, isn't it? So you are with Konica Minolta Business Solutions, and I see here you do technology infrastructure.
I do.
Okay, so I don't. Let's pretend I don't know
what
technology, because I really don't.
Okay.
Tell me what that is.
So here's an analogy that I usually build to try and make sure people understand what the infrastructure does for IT. So if you make an analogy to a train system, we would be the tracks. We would be the electronic switching system.
Sure.
And we could be we would not be the trains. Okay. So we would not be the physical component that you rest on there, but we support
the
foundation. Correct.
Okay.
So IT infrastructure in my world, we own the data center. So we host all of any internal application. If it's not cloud-based, we support that. We support all the telecommunications, so voice services. When you pick up the phone and you have dial tone, that's us. Data network, we have over 170 connected locations in the U.S., 23 in Canada. Messaging services, so all of email, help desk, client services,
you know,
any kind of desktop, laptop, provisioning, and electronic content delivery. So we also have responsibility for delivering invoices and statements to our customers.
And I thought you guys were just printers.
Yeah.
Well, you do that too, though, right?
So the business of Konica Minolta is two things. We are absolutely manufacturers, sales, and distribution of multiple function print devices. But we also now are a managed IT services provider through our all-covered affiliate.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting because I do internally what AllCover does for customers.
Yeah.
And this has been the year of a very interesting transition because we're starting to work with them and figure out where they can start doing some of our work
for
us.
Well, and you said it too, huge year of transition. You had one of your teammates was doing a lecture this morning and it was talking about how much change and how fast it's coming and sort of, again, it just backs up why we're here with I-10 Wired and what I-10 Wired is doing. So, I want you to. What are you excited about today? What do you want to see? What track are you on a track today? Or are you kind of just floating?
Well,
everywhere?
So I presented this morning under the professional development track, but let me just kind of say what I observed last night
for
the CIO summit. It was eye opening.
That was about that. Those are the two words I've been using.
And I think that. You know, it's very interesting being in the, you know, New York City metropolitan area and then to sit down here in Pensacola and hear the challenges that they're faced with. We have the same problems.
Sure.
Talent acquisition is a problem for all of us in this
industry.
And it
didn't matter what size city you're in.
It does not. Yeah. It really does not. And, you know, and just as they're having trouble recruiting talent at a price they can afford, you know, we have the same issue because it's a New York market, so people want New York, you know, want to be paid at that rate. But, you know, it was, you know, if you sat and really thought about all five of them, they're all struggling with kind of the same things. Moving on to what my professional development session was today is, I think IT as a part of a business has a reputation for at times being only competent,
right?
Not really truly being a trusted advisor, not truly being the go-to people that
more technical than actually being able to get advice from.
They don't understand our business, so I try and differentiate the services of IT infrastructure for Konica Minolta by being very customer oriented. Trying to make sure that when we deliver a service, when we deliver a new application of some sort, that we are thinking about the way the customer is going to absorb this. How will they learn?
Yeah.
How will they become productive? I mean, the IT infrastructure team's job is productivity. Our job is to make sure every, you know, 7,000, 8,000 people are productive every day. Because when they come in and things don't work,
Oh, it's not a fun day.
It's not only not a fun day. It's a lot of money that gets left on the table.
Yeah.
You know, for hours and hours, or even moments where somebody can't get their job done.
Well, and you know, you said something too, and I've been having sort of these revelations all day and watching this. But you're right. The IT 10 years ago were the computer guys.
Yes. Yes.
The IT I'm seeing now and that I've been a part of in getting I-10 wired together are the people that are truly, honestly concerned with how business is going to operate, but also concerned, and especially here in this smaller community style, are concerned that the person next to them is just as successful in what they're doing, regardless of whether it's competition or not.
Yes.
But and they're concerned that they're successful. They want to share that information that helps them be successful. And so I'm talking to guys that, yeah, can write all this programming and do all this stuff, but they can also turn around and, like you were saying, you guys are giving advice now. And it's sound business advice that is heading in the direction that we're going. And you said that, and for some reason all these gears start going, and it really comes together. But you're saying you guys are having the same thing in New York. So this is a global thing happening.
No, it certainly is. It certainly is. And you know what? We can have the brightest and the best technologists, but if what we're delivering to the business they can't understand or use, then we have failed.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be the best technology solution in the world, but if somebody can't absorb it, you know, and Nino spoke about that this morning, right?
Yeah.
How many times, you know, now with social media, people can say, I don't like it. You developed a solution. It doesn't work well.
Yeah.
You know, people are not afraid to speak up, and that's okay, and that's good.
Sure.
And
that's from all of the super flow of technology
exactly,
and information.
Exactly. That's
you
one
know?
Of the things that got that
everybody
came out
has a voice now.
Everybody has a voice now.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the ways that we deliver technology is we try and pilot. We try and make sure that we get feedback. Pilot feedback. Pilot feedback. Pilot feedback. Fix what they are seeing as potential issues. Because if we don't, we're going to roll it out and we're going to be wrong.
Yep.
Because there's too much we don't know. So.
Well, and it's evolving so fast.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, are you going to stay in town for a little while?
Well.
Are you going to enjoy Pensacola Beach for a little bit?
I can't tell you how much I'm kicking myself. unfortunately, I have a flight out at 4:00. Because I'm going to visit my daughter for her college weekend.
Okay.
So
all right. Well, that's
a
valid excuse. That's a valid excuse. So, well, tell me, aside from just, I know you're speaking today, but, you know, TJ's been on the committee, and I know he's with ConocoPhillips, but tell me what you know, why your involvement, why here all the way in Florida? Yeah, other than, obviously, I think your connection with TJ, but I would think that, from this point on, let's just say nobody else. I mean, you guys see this as a great resource for your company, as far as. So what brought you to sunny Pensacola Beach?
Well, you know, it was TJ. We've been talking back since April.
Yeah.
And TJ had he's really so committed to this. I mean, it's been very impressive, and he really wanted representation from Conoco Minolta, and he's like, this is what you do for a living. And I said, yes, we used to speak. So I said, yeah, I will speak.
Yeah. And you get to hang out in the sand for a minute.
as soon as we're done, that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, good for you.
I was told by somebody locally, you must put your feet in the sand.
You have to.
So
yeah.
I will do that.
Very cool. Well, you know, you're coming all the way from New York and New Jersey, and we've seen some from Texas and stuff, so it's warming my heart, you know, watching these guys work as hard as they have, but then they have this almost, you know, U.S. and sort of global outreach. It's been really cool here in this little town of Pensacola.
It's, you know, it's impressive with what you are all trying to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? It looks like it's working.
Yeah,
which
it is.
Really,
it
very
is.
Interesting.
So next year,
I love the way
add
you
another
all working
day.
Together. Yes, I will do that. If I get invited back, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure TJ will take care of that for you. So, well, Kathleen, I want to thank you for stopping by our booth today and talking about Conoco Minolta and the things that you do. And I want to thank you for being a part of I-10 Wired and speaking and
it was
really
my pleasure.
Getting some of this education out. So,
yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoy the sand.
Thank
I hope you.
You
enjoy your daughter's engagement. And again, this has been Keith Over. It's Pensacola Business Radio, live from I-10 Wired.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.